Kick-Ass Dice, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Anne with Kick-Ass Vets Podcast. This is episode 27, Don't Be an Anti-Vaxxer on Life. So today we're just going to have a really quick conversation about the concept of not approaching life with these preconceived notions in mind that may not be based on facts. So this is not a podcast on vaccines. I want to make that very clear from the get-go. This is talking about the mentality and the emotional approach that anti-vacciners have that we also have with our day-to-day life and may not recognize it and may be missing opportunities that are really awesome from this approach. So let's just jump into it. Anti-vacciners exist because of two main reasons. First of all, their perceived risk is off. So every time we make any decision in life, we weigh out the pros and cons. So for example, if you're going to make blueberry pancakes for breakfast, you're making a choice. You know, you're making a choice. It's not the healthiest breakfast in the world. You know, you can have healthy recipes, but it's not the healthiest recipe. You could choke on the blueberries. You know, there's risks associated with eating that breakfast, but they're also delicious. And our risks associated with that are perceived as very low, and the reward, where they're very yummy, is very high, so we eat them anyways. Every single thing that we do, we weigh out these pros and cons. And the perceived risk is what we base that on. So anti-vacciners, or, you know, all of us, make our decisions based on these perceived risks. So if the perceived risk of the vaccine is much higher than the perceived risk of the disease, so people are very worried that the reaction to the vaccine is going to be 1,000 times worse than them actually getting the disease, then you're not going to likely pursue that as a course. Also, the other big thing that I want to talk about is that humans are much more adverse to performing an action that leads to a negative result than performing an inaction that leads to a negative result. And what I mean by that is if you have a situation where something bad could come of that situation, humans emotionally handle a bad outcome better if they didn't actively participate in the path that took them to that negative outcome. So for anti-vacciners, they emotionally can handle their kid getting sick from the disease better than they can emotionally handle their kid getting sick from the vaccine, because they actively chose to vaccinate instead of not acting in not vaccinating. And the studies are pretty amazing. There's been lots and lots of studies showing humans' ideas and humans' tendency to act based on their perceived risk. So, and not just with vaccines, with lots of different scenarios. And there's lots of studies, and basically what they show is that humans' perceived risk of the inaction course has to be anywhere from 2.5 to 100 times higher than their perceived risk of the action course. So humans have this tendency to not act. They have this tendency to have, you know, a coefficient of friction, if you will, for the physicists out there, to get the ball rolling, because the perceived risk of the inaction has to be so much higher to them. It's not on equal footing. It's not like they're making a decision and the risk of option A is 10%, the risk of option B is 10%, so then they're on equal footing. What that means is that the risk of option B, which is the non-action, has to be, you know, anywhere from 20 to 100%, where the risk of option A, the action course, is 10%, for humans to actually make that change, because humans are afraid of change. They're afraid of action. They're afraid of doing something. And, you know, you hear it all the time, the devil you know versus the devil you don't. And yes, in a way that can be true, but it can also lead us to missing all of these amazing opportunities that are available in our lives because we're afraid of action, we're afraid of change, we're afraid of making something happen in our lives where the outcome might be worse. So what we're going to talk about is take your job. If you don't like your job, say you don't like your coworkers, you don't like the environment, you don't like the equipment, you don't like the clients, you don't like your boss, every day you're unhappy going to work, why don't you change your job? And a lot of us don't change our jobs because we're afraid that the next job might be just as bad, or we might get less money, or we might not get another job, or maybe getting another job involves moving states, moving countries, changing your profession slightly, going to a different role. All of those things can be scary, and we don't do it, and we stay in these scenarios where we're unhappy because we're afraid of change. We're afraid that the new job might be harder. We're afraid it might not be as good. And the reality is that that's possible. It might not be as good, but it might be really, really good. And you might be missing this amazing opportunity to be happy in your life, be happy in your career. You know, people do it in relationships. They don't want to be alone, so they stay in a crappy relationship. Give yourself the opportunity to be happier. And don't not act just because you're a human that's afraid of change. So Kick-Ass Vets has some recommendations that we really hope will help you tackle these choices and make you a little more likely to pursue the best option for you instead of being afraid of change and eliminating options just because they're different or they involve you doing something. The first recommendation, and I think the biggest one, is to make inaction a choice. So instead of looking at your choices of, do I quit my job, which is the action, or not, which is the inaction, pretend like no matter what you're doing, you're going to a new job. Do I choose to stay in my current job, or do I choose to pick a new job? Think about both options as a choice moving forward. You're at a crossroad, you're at a fork in the road, you have to pick one route or the other. You can't just follow along a straight path and not take the offshoot. Look at each choice as a fork in the road. This also works really well when talking to clients, because clients are most likely to pick the inaction choice as well. So if you are really trying to get them to do an action, you know, to vaccinate, to spay, to pursue a surgery early instead of waiting to, you know, see what happens, make both of those options a choice and phrase it in that way. And that can really help you pursue, you know, what you feel is best for their animal. The next big thing is to critically evaluate your risk. Instead of just saying, oh, that's different, that's scary, really sit down and look at all the options and, you know, do your research. Make sure that you're getting really good detailed information about both choices. So if we're looking at switching your job or career, then really sit down and say, okay, if I stayed in this job, this is my earning potential. This is my happiness potential. These are the things that I could do to improve my situation in my current job, and this would get me this outcome. If I went to a different job, what type of income could I get? Moving states, what would that involve? Moving countries, what would that involve? What would it mean to be, you know, either closer or farther away from family, closer and farther away from maybe free help, child care, you know, if your family helps with that? Look at all of the aspects involved with the financial component, look at what might be involved with your happiness component. Sit down and critically evaluate those things instead of just saying, oh, you know, moving states, couldn't do that, that would be too expensive. You know what, maybe moving states will get you a salary that's double the cost and will well outweigh the cost of childcare. You don't know until you do your research. The next big thing is to pretend you're advising a friend. Because we're afraid of change for ourselves, pretend like you're talking to your friend. Pretend like you are looking at the situation of someone else and give them the best advice that you would possibly give them. By removing yourself from the situation, you can better evaluate whether or not these choices are just, you know, if you're just being emotionally scared of or attached to a certain choice, or whether you're properly evaluating them. The next big one is to not be afraid of change. Change is part of life, it's part of growth, and change is the diving board for opportunity. If we're afraid of change and afraid of opportunity, then you're going to be stagnant. You're never going to grow. You're going to stay in the same situation, and growth, potential, opportunity, those are the things that keep life interesting. Those are the things that keep us engaged in our careers, engaged in our lives, and make us happy. So, you know, don't be afraid of change. Change is not a bad thing, and being able to embrace change and embrace a new situation, a new life, a new career, whatever it is that you need to do to make you happy, is really important. We already chatted about doing your research. That's the last point I have on the blog there, to make sure that, you know, you're doing your research well. Don't just assume what the information might be in terms of what salary you can get and that sort of stuff. Do actual research about what your opportunities are. And by doing that, you might be surprised at what's available. So that's all I have to say about that. Really, I just want people to not get stuck in a rut. I want you to go out there, properly evaluate your options, properly evaluate your choices, and make the best choice for you. Maybe that's an action, maybe that's an inaction, but don't let your human tendency to avoid action limit your possibilities in life, because life is amazing. There's so many options out there. There's so many of it available situations and jobs and choices and opportunities. And I just want you to really evaluate and take hold of life and be happy in your life. And sometimes that means making a change that can be scary. So once again, thanks for tuning in. We always appreciate you listening. We really hope that this helps. And you can always check out kickassvets.com for more information and blogs and presentations. And as always, advocate for yourself, because you are the only one that will. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.